Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Some descendants of slaves are joining forces with the descendants of a man who tried to academically justify slavery. In the 19th century, Harvard professor Louis Agassiz commissioned photos of a slave named Renty and his daughter. It was an effort to illustrate the inferiority of blacks. Harvard still has those photos. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
Tamara Lanier is suing Harvard. The Connecticut woman says the school profits from the images of her great-great-great-grandfather, Papa Renty, and his daughter, Delia.
And I don't think that Harvard has a right to have absolute control and authority over the images, given the circumstances of their origin.
Their origin? The images were commissioned by 19th-century Harvard professor Louis Agassiz, who used them in an effort to show blacks as inferior. The images show an unclothed Renty and Delia. Susanna Moore is the great-great-great-granddaughter of Agassiz.
Do we think Renty and Delia consented to be part of a project to justify their own enslavement? Of course not. Their images were stolen from them.
Moore and her family drafted a letter asking Harvard's president to hand over the images and the rights of those images to Renty's living family. So together, the descendants of Renty and the descendants of the man who exploited him walked together in the rain to deliver the letter to Harvard's president. They were stopped by police.
Yes, affirmative. What did she get? Somebody trying to deliver?
I have a group here trying to deliver a letter, and they have a lot.
Moore and Lanier are allowed in. After a few moments, they emerge. The president wasn't there, but they left the letter for him anyway.
Renty shall be free.
Harvard says it can't comment on Lanier's suit, but in an email, a Harvard spokeswoman wrote, the school will continue to come to terms with and address its historic connection to slavery, and that Harvard strives to be an ethical steward of the millions of historical objects in its collection. Lanier says as long as Harvard owns the images of Renty, his legacy remains enslaved. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.